Masechet Berachot Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah is going to talk about a scenario where somebody has several different fruits in front of him, all the same beracha, for example, ha'etz. And he says one beracha to cover all the different fruits in front of him. The question becomes, what does he say that beracha on? Which fruit does he hold and say the beracha on? And the answer would be the most important fruit amongst the variety in front of him. The most important. The Mishnah is going to have a disagreement on how most important is decided. The Mishnah says, "Hayu lefanav minim harbe." If a person has several types of foods in front of him, Rabbi Yehuda omer, "Im yesh benehem mimin shiv'a mevarech alav." Rabbi Yehuda says, if one of those fruits in front of him is mimin shiv'a, is one of the fruits that Eretz Yisrael is blessed with, for example, chita seora gefen te'ena, rimon zet shemen udvash, if he has in front of him wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, zet shemen, and dvash. Dvash over here is dates. If he has one of those in front of him, he says the beracha on that. Israel was praised with that, so this is given a certain hashivut automatically. V'hachamim omrim mevarech al eze mehen sheirtze. Hachamim disagree. The sages say no. It's whatever he wants, whatever he likes. If he likes something best, he says that on that, even though he has a fruit from Israel in front of him. For example, if a person loves apples, his favorite fruit is an apple, and he has an apple and a date in front of him, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would have to say the beracha on the dates because Eretz Yisrael was blessed with the dates. But Hachamim would say no. The person enjoys apples more, so he would have a better beracha by saying it on the apple. There would be, of course, no disagreement in a scenario where a person likes all the fruits on the plate equally. We would follow the opinion over there that said you automatically choose the one that comes from Eretz Yisrael. You choose the date over there, even though you have an apple on your plate, if you like the apple and the date equally. There'd be no disagreement in that scenario. This becomes a halacha question on Rosh Hashanah night, when we have the apple and we have the date. Question becomes, what do we do first? Do we do the ha'etz on the apple, or do we do the ha'etz on the dates that we have on Rosh Hashanah? Halachically, unless a person loves apples and it's his favorite item over there, halachically a person would have to say the beracha on the date first. The ha'etz has to go on the date and would cover the apple that would happen later on. And that's the opinion of Hacham Avadya Yosef. He says that you have to say the beracha on the date because that's from Israel. While some mekubalim, some Kabbalists say no, the beracha would go over here on the apple because the apple represents the hakal tapuhin kadeshin, the Kabbalistic term that refers to the Shekhinah. So therefore, you'd have to say the beracha on the apple first. But technically speaking, it would seem to be that those mekubalim are going against this Mishnah. Masechet Berachot Perek Vav Mishnah Hey. In terms of a bread meal, if somebody is saying Hamotzi on a meal, he doesn't have to say any other berachot that are happening during that meal, besides for one exception, which would be Boreh Pidi HaGefen. Boreh Pidi HaGefen is Hashuv, and therefore requires its own beracha because of its importance. Similarly, if one decides to not eat bread anymore as part of his meal, and that doesn't really apply so much nowadays because we never have that formal decision not to have bread anymore. But in those days, they did. They said, at this point in the meal, I'm not having any more bread. They would go into different types of foods. At that point of the meal, each new item that's being eaten needs its own new beracha. So keep that in mind during this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Berach al hayayin shelifnei hamazon, patar tayayin shel ahar hamazon. If a person is saying Boreh Pidi HaGefen on wine before the meal, before they actually washed their hands and do Hamotzi, they sat around and they had a glass of wine, or what we do pretty much every Shabbat and Yom Tov, we say Boreh Pidi HaGefen before the meal. Mishnah says, Patal Tayayin Shel Ahar HaMazon. It exempts you from Beracha on all the wine, all the way up to Birkat HaMazon, all the way there. So if you said a Beracha before the meal actually formally started, on that wine, it's okay. During the meal, you could continue to have that wine without a new beracha. And the chidush here is, even after you stop having bread, But before you say Birkat HaMazon, you're allowed to continue to have wine without a new beracha. But just parenthetically, everyone agrees that if you do say Birkat HaMazon, there's no concept of not needing new berachot. Once you say Birkat HaMazon, everything refreshes and you need all new berachot at that point. Mishnah continues and says, Berach al haparperet shelifnei HaMazon, patarit haparperet shelahar HaMazon. If a person says a beracha on parperet, parperet is some sort of item, an appetizer that you'd have with bread. It could be fish, it could be eggs, it could be meat, anything like that. If you have that beracha before you start your actual meal, you also are poted, you also exempt yourself from a new beracha after you stop eating bread, towards the end of the meal, but again, before Birkat HaMazon. So if they finish the bread portion of the meal and they're still having some lighter foods, dips or whatever it may be, at that point you do not have to say new beracha on those items. Mishnah finishes off by saying, Berach ala pat, patar et haparperet. If somebody says a beracha of hamotzi on bread during the meal, they don't have to say a new beracha on any parperet, on any sort of parperet, any sort of item that you'd have with the bread. It exempts it fully. Ve'ala parperet, lo patar et hapat. But if a person said a beracha on the parperet before the meal, over here we're assuming the parperet that he's eating is a form of mezonot. And therefore, you may think that if it's mezonot, it's the same family as bread, I wouldn't have to say nu beracha on my bread. But we hold over here, no, it's not true. If you say a mezonot on the parperet, you still need a nu beracha on the bread, the hamotzi that you're going to eat. Mezonot does not exempt hamotzi. And we finish off by saying, Bet Shammai omrim, Bet Shammai hold, af lo ma'ase kedera. Bet Shammai even hold that if a person says mezonot on parperet, it doesn't exempt the dish of cooked grain, the ma'ase kedera. That even though both of these things fall under the beracha of mezonot, you don't exempt one from the next because of a level of hashivut, the level of importance. A parperet is a lower level of importance of mezonot. Therefore, it can't exempt the higher level of mezonot. And he would say a similar logic to Bet Hillel. Bet Hillel, you told me just now that parperet is a lower level mezonot. It can't exempt a higher level of hamotzi. So I would tell you that that doesn't only apply in terms of different berachot, that even applies in terms of the same beracha, but foods of lower importance.